Enjoy it when God laughs. I've had a ton of great ideas in my time. Ideas I was absolutely certain would take me to the next level. I tried them out and they fizzled. Either they only sort of worked or they didn't do anything. I've also had plenty of things I needed to do, but I thought they would destroy me. I did them and nothing happened. Almost as if all my fears were only inside my brain. This is what a lot of alcoholics find when they have those group therapy sessions, and people are sharing the horrible things they've done because of drugs or drink. In their mind, they fear that they are going to be kicked out, ostracized, or sent to prison. But nearly all the time, they admit what they did, and the response is pretty bland. Huh, well, thanks for sharing. Anybody else want to share? We've got 10 minutes left. The things that we think are going to be awesome generally aren't so awesome. The things we think are going to be horrible aren't so horrible. But this is life. Think of this as a mental version of fight or flight. We are in a sketchy situation or even a planned situation like skydiving. Our bodies are flooded with adrenaline just in case we need it. Then we do the thing and get it over with. False fears and false hopes are kind of the same thing. Our imaginations go crazy about what might happen, good or bad. But it's rarely as good or as bad as we'd hoped. At the same time, life is never easy. Sure, for some very lucky people, it can seem easy. But for normal people like us, life is never smooth sailing. There are always things that pop up that you've got to deal with. This is why they say that if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Nothing ever goes to plan. Consider that one measure of success, long-term, slowly improving success, is how you deal with these unforeseen events. The girl you're in love with canceled your third and all-important date because her grandma really did die. You've got the dates mixed up for your final exam. The restaurant you were going to propose at burned down the night before. Somebody stole your car the night before an epic road trip with your bros before one of them ships off overseas to fight the evil empire. You can see these inevitable hiccups as proof that you suck. Or you can see them as opportunities to prove to the world that you are an obstacle-killing, relentless monster of life-conquering success. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/tools.